to NURFM 103.7. A gentleman by the name of David Williams, a playwright here in Australia, does a lot of work in the documentary theatre style. And his latest play, Quiet Faith, will be at the Civic Theatre next year. And he joins us on the phone this morning. Good morning, David. I guess that documentary style of theatre, what attracts you to that particular type of entertainment, and what do the audiences think of it?
Good morning. I've always been interested in documentary over that and theatre because I've been interested in real people and real stories and trying to capture the voices of ordinary people and extraordinary people and sharing those with audiences. And there's been, I've done over the last decade a bunch of different works in that vein, and the audience responses, as you can imagine, have been quite diverse. With Quiet Faith specifically, I interviewed a whole bunch of Australian Christians about the relationship between religion and politics, and the responses are quite diverse in that, and the audience responses have been really fantastic in other places that I perform the show. So it's been really great.
David, they are two things we're told not to talk about at dinner parties, aren't they? Politics and religion. I guess you are going to get a very diverse group of opinions and reaction, particularly when you bring those two things together on stage.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, in Quiet Faith, I was particularly interested in the disconnect that I saw between the people who speak very loudly on behalf of Christians, so your Australian Christian Lobby and your Fred Niles and your Scott Morrisons and Tony Abbott. So a very kind of particular set of political values, and there was a really huge disconnect between those people and the Christians that I actually knew. So my friends, family, co-workers, various people working with some social justice activists who were Christians, and their work in that vein was driven by their faith. And I was really struck by trying to understand why when we talk about Christianity in public life, do we always mean a really conservative, really patriarchal, unwelcoming version of Christian faith? And why don't we hear from these other people? And so Quiet Faith sets out to amplify the voices of progressive Christians, of refugee activists, of social justice workers, health workers, people who engage actively in caring and welcoming and are driven in their work by their Christian faith.
It's quite interesting, isn't it, David, that even with a large cross-section of people that have a fairly similar worldview or a core set of beliefs, as it were, even within that you can get such a diverse interpretation of those views, and it can almost end up quite argumentative, can't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, Quiet Faith, the show is quite a respectful, the conversation I had with the people that I interviewed were very respectful, and Quiet Faith, the show is, literally quiet, contemplative. It is a very friendly, unthreatening experience. But some of the ideas in it are, the subject of arguments. One of the people that I interviewed is a pastor in an evangelical church, and he's a very staunch advocate for refugee rights. He campaigns a lot against the political values of things like the show Christian Lobby, and one of the sections in the show talks about he did a study and found that 95% of the media releases that the Australian Christian Lobby put out were about gay marriage and only 2% about poverty. And for him, that's a really fundamental misunderstanding of the teachings of Jesus Christ, who focused incredibly on poverty and welcoming strangers and love. And those are the key messages of the Christian faith. And so for him, the Australian Christian Lobby is a fundamental misunderstanding of Christianity. So things like that are big conversation starters, and the conversations with audiences have been rich.
David, as you begin that conversation on stage, that might be a good time to end our conversation this morning. Thank you for your time.
It's an absolute pleasure.
There he is, the writer-director of Quiet Faith, David Williams, joining us this morning at 2NURFM.